Our topic is this year's Hungarian movies and how they have improved after the two-decade-long weakness of the Hungarian film industry. Hungary used to make fantastic and critically acclaimed motion pictures. Used to. During the 1980s, Hungary was nominated 5 times for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, and in 1981, István Szabó's Mephisto even achieved the trophy. The speech made by the director when he accepted the award was deeply emotional and very nice, as he kept enumerating the people he should be grateful for.
I'm pleased to be here to honor all foreign language films, and particularly the 5 nominated by the Academy.
No matter in what tongue the dialogue is spoken, all films speak a common language. Each is a journey that takes us from my theater seats to another place and another time.
This year's nominees took us on journeys to Switzerland, Poland, Hungary, Japan, and Italy.
And the winner.
The winner is Hungary for Mephisto.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for these marvelous things, and thank for Mr. Klaus Maria Brandauer, Austrian actor Klaus. Convince me I am so alone here. And many thanks to the marvelous cinematographer, Hungarian cinematographer, Mr. Koltai, and for the screenplay, Mr. Dobai, and Ms. Csákány, Kötter editor, and Mr. Marx producer, and Mr. Manfred Dörnyok producer, and Mr. Óvári, and my family, and Ms. Karin Brandauer, and Ms. Vera Gyurei Szabó. Thank you very much.
But after 1989, something has changed. The country may have become independent after 50 years of Russian occupation, but its film industry began to fall apart. Of course, there were some leastwise enjoyable movies, but nothing really special, nothing especially new. Probably the biggest problem is the lack of money that makes talented directors unable to make high-standard films. Fortunately, this tendency seems to turn around. In the last few years, more and more movies are becoming successful, and not just in Hungary, but abroad as well. György Pálffy's Taxidermia, The White Palms, The Adrian Pál, or The Turin Horse from Béla Tarr, they have one thing in common. They all appeared on international film festivals, and the creators didn't left empty-handed. In addition, fantastic original scores belong to some of these films. Now we are going to listen to the soundtrack of The Turin Horse, composed by Mihály Víg, and the main score of Taxidermia from the beloved Brazilian composer Amon Tobin. István Szabó's latest movie, The Door, starring Helen Mirren and Martina Gedek in the leading roles, was a really well-organized, successful adaptation of Magda Szabó's acclaimed novel. Making an adaptation proved to be the good choice for János Száz too. Last year, the film The Notebook, directed by him, became an international success as it received Crystal Globe in Karlovy Vary. And after more than 20 years, it approximated closest the Oscars. This year turned out to be a real golden age for Hungarian filmaholics, because a surprisingly huge number of great Hungarian films got onto the cinemas. Kornél Mundruczó's White God met with success in the Cannes Film Festival, whilst Free Fall from György Pálffy was the shining star in Karlo Vivari with its 3 awards, including the one for the best director. Afterlife from Vilek Zomborec was acclaimed too, but to tell the truth, this year's biggest success belongs to, for some inexplicable reason, the debut feature of the entrant Gábor Reis. Recently, it received 4 awards at the Torino Film Festival. What's more, the movie has a charming and very catchy soundtrack. Talking of its music, let me show it to you.
Csak a mesék, az akinek nem volt soha olyan szép, kis színes tollam, mitől az olga, lényeg szívével opta magát, tolva mondva lenne, ha nem rettenne, meg de sajnos elvetemedve, szajtón zárul, drága tanár úr, hogy lesz az kéne, mert szerettem régen, szerettem régen. Gondoltam egyet, kettőnek hitted, két fél ázsebben rohadhatunk meg.
And this quality improvement is not only about movies, but television films are becoming better and better too. For example, The Ambassador to Bern from Attila Sass won the Bronze Zenit Trophy at the Montreal World Film Festival earlier this year. Now, we are going to listen to 3 average university students from different universities talking about their experiences in connection with this year's Hungarian movies.
Yep, I know about these new Hungarian films, but I've only seen 1 or 2. I saw Megdönteni Hajnal Tímát in summer, but that one was terrible, not even funny. And I saw Nagy Füzet too, and that one I really like it. I guess its English title is The Notebook, maybe, just like the Nicholas Sparks film. Yes, I think it was very interesting, and the actors played well. So I was quite disappointed that it didn't manage to reach the Oscars, but I like it anyway. The grandma was very creepy.
Well, to tell the truth, I was a freshman last year at university, so I didn't have much time. I'm not that cinema type of person. Anyway, I think it's more comfortable to watch something on TV. Oh, but I heard from my friends a few weeks ago that they have seen a very funny Hungarian movie, but I don't remember its title. So maybe we will give it a try with my boyfriend during the Christmas holiday, if we'll have some time. Or maybe we'll watch The Hobbit.
Since I like going to the cinema and watching all kind of movies, it wasn't really a question for me that I will try these new Hungarian movies. Lately I've seen Freefall, which was quite interesting, but I didn't really liked it. But for me, for some inexplicable reason, was one of the best film of the year. It was funny and quite unique in a way, how only Eastern European films can be. As a movie lover, I think Hungarian cinema on its way to be great again, and I'm really happy about it.
But Hungarian films are not only for the Hungarians. Not anymore. Nowadays, many of them can be watched with English subtitles as well. So, all I can do is to recommend these outstanding Hungarian movies for everybody. You won't be disappointed. What you will see is extremely original and very unique. So, the only remaining question is, when will you buy your ticket?